Welcome to York Minster as we continue our journey through the stations of the Resurrection. Through Lent and Passiontide, there has been a long tradition in the Church of meditating on the events of the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus, called the Stations of the Cross. In the latter part of the 20th century, a complementary devotion emerged called the Stations of the Resurrection, or the Stations of Joy. By using the resurrection appearances of Jesus as a focus for reflection and meditation, we have an opportunity to appreciate and celebrate the mysteries of the resurrection of our Lord during the season of Easter, which journeys from Easter Day to Pentecost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. Let us pray. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. The seventh station. Jesus appears to the disciples. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Peace be with you. Words familiar to Christians. Words spoken to others in person and now at a distance. Peace be with you. Words spoken sometimes without thinking, and sometimes in hope rather than in expectations. Words sometimes parroted rather than spoken with intention. Words spoken in a world which has always needed and still needs peace. Peace between nations, within nations, communities, families, and peace for the individual soul. The peace we pray for is not just a cessation of violence, though by God we must continue to pray and work for that. It is the peace of God, which passes all understanding, which keeps our hearts and minds in the knowledge of God and of his Son Jesus Christ our Lord. It is a peace which encompasses more than either physical or mental calm. It is a peace which brings deep joy. And it comes from the presence of Christ with us, wherever we are. Even in the midst of doubt and disbelief, there can be peace because of Jesus Christ. Peace is a gift, but one which we can pray for, one which we can ask for. Out of that gift of peace comes joy and the fruits of the Spirit, fruits which can bring about peace in all the other ways we need. Peace be with you. Let us pray. We praise you and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory, for in your birth you were proclaimed the Prince of Peace, and in your resurrection you breathe into your people peace beyond this world's understanding. Be present, Lord, this day with those whose lives are disfigured by conflict and those whose hearts know no peace. To you, Lord Jesus, true bringer of the peace of heaven, be honour and glory, now and forever. Amen. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory.